Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 and 4. John wrote, "I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, 'Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever.'" Here John gives us a wonderful vision of heaven. If our present world is characterized by the gap between God and humankind, heaven is the place where no such gap exists. God will live with his people in an intimacy that we cannot fully experience here on earth. As a consequence, it will be a place where death, sorrow, crying, and pain will be no more. All of those four words have to do with separation. And when we are in the presence of God, there will be no separation. What a joy and relief that will be. Christians have varied enormously in their thinking about heaven. Some have devoted so much time and energy to focusing on heaven that they've been distracted from their responsibilities here on earth. To use the famous expression, they've been so heavenly minded that they've been of no earthly good. However, I've met far more Christians who are at the other end of the spectrum. They've been so earthly minded that they've barely thought about their eternal home, and this must surely be a mistake. I believe that God wants us to keep our eyes fixed on our eternal home because that will give us confidence and peace as we live our lives here on earth. When Jesus was preparing to leave his disciples, he sought to give them reassurance by pointing out that there was more than enough room in his Father's house. He told them that he was going ahead of them to prepare the way, and in answer to Thomas's questioning, he replied that he himself was the way, the truth, and the life. We don't need to know the details of heaven, and the Bible offers us no more than clues about what it will be like, but we do need to know that we're in safe hands, and everything has been prepared for us, and that's precisely the assurance that we've been given. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you that our future is totally secure in your hands. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.